A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Yevamos Yutes Amud Beis, Yevamos 19b, pagination 38, about midway on the page at the end of a line with the word Ha'oseh. Our topic this morning is something called Mimer, Mem Aleph Mem Resh, which is an act of Kiddushin, referring to giving a value, monetary value, to the Yevama. It's not called Kiddushin because it's not the regular Kiddushin that a man would do with a woman who until now was a stranger to him, unrelated party. Hopefully not such a stranger by the time he does Kiddushin. In this case, we're dealing with him doing this act similar to Kiddushin with his sister-in-law, the widow of the brother who died without children. There's a mitzvah of Yibum that the living brother should marry this woman, but before he marries her, as defined by Yibum, which is the act of intimacy, Chazal required, our sages legislated, that there should be an act of Kiddushin first, presumably to increase the level of intent and make it a more formal and conventional type of marriage rather than the strict requirement of the Torah, which is strictly lahakim shem, to do the act of bia, the act of intimacy, and through that to become husband and wife in an effort to create a legacy for the deceased brother. We find generally that even though bia, intimacy, is an act of kinyan, even by regular Kiddushin, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin mentions it, but by way of practice, it was strongly frowned upon to the point that we have a Gemara that says Rav Mangid, a person can get Malkus lashes if he were to be Mekadish a woman using Bia, intimacy. There has to be usage of the other methods, Kesef and Shtar. And similarly, by Yibum, Chazal legislated this concept called Mimer. The Rambam in Ilchas Yibum v'Chalitza, second chapter, first law, writes, Midivrei Sofrim, it's rabbinic legislation, Shelo Yavo HaYavam Al Yevimto, that the Yavam, the living brother, should not come upon the widow of the deceased brother, Ad SheYikadesh Osa, until he does a valid act of Kiddushin, and that would be done as codified in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis, Bekesef O Bishtar, with money or with a document of Kiddushin that says Hareat Mikudeshesli in the document. Now, in order to understand our Gemara's question, it's important to be aware that the act of Yibum does not require formal intent to get married on behalf of the Yavam or on behalf of the Yavama. Neither the living brother nor the widow have to intend to get married. The way Yibum works, and because of the Zika, the Torah ordained connection between them, if there would be a bia, an act of intimacy, even without intent to marry, it would also create the status of husband and wife. Let's take a very simple case. If we discuss Yibum Chalitza with the two of them, and they have whatever intent, they haven't made a decision. But if for some reason he goes with her with an act of intimacy, no intent to get married, they would end up automatically being married. Because unlike normal transactions, kiddushin, marriage, financial transactions, selling a property, we need intent. We need to know what we're doing over here. Because there's zika from beforehand, there's a relationship before the act started, it's going to take effect even without their intent. The Mechaber writes in Siman Kuf Samach Vav Sif Zayin, Habo al Yevimto, if the living brother comes upon this sister-in-law, the widow of the deceased brother, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Lishom Znus, whether it was by mistake, an accident, he literally thought it was his own wife, and turns out, surprise, it was a different woman. Bein Lishom Znus, whether he was doing it as a one-night stand, no intent for marriage, it is going to be an act that will create marriage kana between them. Our Gemara poses an interesting question regarding the mimer, the kiddushin, that is supposed to precede this act of intimacy. The Gemara says, again, midway on the page at the end of a line, Ha'osa maimar b'yevimto shelo midaito. If a person does maimer, that's this act of kiddushin by a yevama, without her intent, he manages to put money in her possession and say, Hareyat mikudeshes li, but she doesn't consent to it. So, by regular kiddushin, it's certainly nothing. You need her intent to accept, to be the kala. When you're dealing with the act of intimacy of yibum, not only don't we need her intent, we don't need his intent, we don't need anybody's intent. If they were together intimately, automatically, yibum takes effect. So what happens by maimer without her intent? Rebbe says it works, and the maimer is effective and locks her in with that brother to the exclusion of the others, and he has to continue either with yibum or chalitza. V'chachamim omrim lo kana, and the chachamim say that's not maimer. It doesn't work. You didn't have her intent. And the Gemara explains, My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it works? Gomar mi bia di yavama. He's learning it that it's similar to the act of intimacy. Ma bia di yavama. Just like that act by a yavama, ba'al korcha, even if it's against her will, or for that matter, his will either. Af kiddushin diyavama bal karcha, so the mimer that's preceding that bia is going to follow the logic of that bia, and it's going to be a mimer that's unique to the case of yibum, which can be even against their will. That's the opinion of Rebbe. V'rabbanon, but the sages argue, and they say gamri mikiddushin da alma. We learn this like a regular kiddushin. Ma kiddushin de alma midaito, af kiddushin de yavama midaito. Just like kiddushin generally has to be with her intent, so maimer also has to be with her consent and with her intent. But my kamifligi, what's the essence of the machlokas? Mar sava mili de yavama mi mili de yavama havale lemelef. Rebbe held it makes sense to learn the laws of Yevama from Yevama, and when they legislated Mimer, they legislated it just like Bia works, which is without consent, as long as you go through the procedure of Kiddushin. That works. Omar Sovar, but the Rabbanon hold, and this is the way we paskin, Mili di Kiddushin, mi Mili di Kiddushin, Havale Lemelef. They legislated a Kiddushin before the Bia of Yibum. and therefore it's a kiddushin. And you have to learn the laws of kiddushin from kiddushin, and therefore it does not work if it doesn't have her consent. The Rambam's wording is fascinating. The Rambam words it, Ha'osa maimer b'yevimto shalomi daita. If a person does this maimer act of kiddushin without her consent, lo asaklom, it's nothing. She'ein ha'isha miskadeshes ela biritzona. Because a woman cannot become mikudeshes unless she consents. In other words, that's the way we're approaching this maimer. According to halacha, the maimer was an act of kiddushin that was legislated to be done before the yibum, and it's truly a kiddushin. Not just it looks like a kiddushin, not just the procedure. It's an act of kiddushin. The Rambam continues, and this is the way we paskin as well. Ukeshem shu mekadesh es yevimto, kachu mevorach birchas nesuin ba'asara. There's also a chuppah with the birchas nesuin before the act of yibum, the bia, is supposed to be done. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.